Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh, it does work. Woo. I probably shouldn't have sang that song right then. That gets you a little tired right quick. Hope y'all doing good this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to sit here for a spell. I'll get up in a minute. As they say, I'll be up directly. I really want to thank AB and the elders for giving me the opportunity to speak today. And especially Deb and I really want to thank all of you. We want to thank you for your prayers, all your encouragement, your service to us, your food, and all the things that you've done to serve us during this time that God has allowed us to go through. And let me tell you, it means more to us than we can adequately express to all of you, and more than I think you'll ever know. Really want to thank little Jenny Nash, my buddy, because she called us to be people who would receive gifts and not always be the people that give gifts. And if you know Deb and I, that's a tough one.
We learned over life's
interesting points that you just power through with God. And we try not to be a burden on people. And that's how we've been the last 25. You ain't got to move it. It's okay. They're going to sing a last song, and then you got to put it back up there. You tell me I'm too short, it's in my way? I love Ariel, man. He's just the bomb. I know. But you see, we have a last song, so he got to bring it back, so I make it easy on him. But, you know, I really want to thank you, Jenny, for calling us higher. God. And you need people like that in your life. You always need people that are willing to say, no, be humble. Take it, shut up. Give people a chance to. So we're really grateful for that. Now, today's title is the closeout. And I think Ariel has. The title is Rooted for Life. Now, I don't know what comes to mind when you think of that title, Rooted for Life. But you know, in Luke 14, 28 through 30, it says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. And this is a familiar passage for those who became disciples. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. You know, we see this as a familiar passage we use, accounting the cost of being a disciple. Right? It's okay, y'all can talk back. Good to see Ernest out there, boy. Man, good to see you. Recovering from that foot, huh? Awesome. When we became Christians, we all went through a time where we thought about and thought through what it was going to take to be a Christian. But how many of us knew what a lifetime really meant? You know? Sitting here 30-something years later, this wasn't in my plan that first week of baptism. We could not know. We did not understand. I couldn't see 30 years into the future or see what the ebbs and flows of life would bring to me and my family. But what I did know at that time was that Jesus died for me, that he loved me, that I was making him Lord of my life, that I was getting the Holy Spirit to guide me, and that I was becoming a part of a family that would love me and help me and guide me. Oh, and I didn't want to go to hell. When I think of the title being Rooted for Life, I think about it in terms of being strongly rooted for life to make it through this life. Not just rooted until all through the days of my life until I see Jesus. Or not rooted for life to be an eternal life. but rooted for the life we have to live. You know, Ephesians 3, in verse 14, it says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." You know, how rooted we are will impact how well we grow. It'll impact how well we understand God if you read the scripture. It will impact how truly we get to enjoy this life and how well we'll weather the storms and trials of life. Building those roots takes time, and it can be messy. Because we all want fruit, right? You know, it's been fun to watch Bud in his orchard, and then when Steve Anderson was here with his. You know, everybody's looking for the fruit. And when we become Christians, we're looking for that fruit of the Spirit. Peace, joy, patience, kind. You know the list. And we want to see the fruit in our lives. But you got to understand, when the seed starts, when the Word of God was planted in our hearts, and it started as a seed, before any my mic is dead?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Did I break it? Probably battery. Okay. Not a problem with me. I'm pretty loud, ain't I? The gift of God. You know, we want to be like Jack. That's my buddy. We want to be able to get up and just toss the seeds out the window at night, wake up in the morning, and there's a beanstalk. Overnight, just like Jack. But see, that's not really how life works. Because I wonder sometimes, if it did, would we end up having giants coming down that stalk chasing us all through our life trying to kill us? And you know, it's funny, some of us have beanstalks spiritually, and we still got giants chasing us, wishing we could cut that stalk down. But you know, we can't be like Jack. We've got to learn it takes time. Being time and patience. You know, AB's lessons these past couple of weeks have been incredible. I hope you've enjoyed them. I hope you go back and listen to them. They're not lessons you listen to that Sunday and don't go back to. Because they're lessons that can help us see how to build and deepen our root system as disciples. But understand, it only works if we work it. It only works if we work it. And it won't if we don't. Mark 4 is a passage that A.B. mentioned earlier. And I want to talk about one section in there, Mark 4, 5, and 6. As we talk about roots and building roots. You know, Jesus says, some fell, talking about some seed, fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. You know, this scripture talks about seed that fell on rocky places. And when it did, it grew. It actually grew. It sprung up. But then the sun came out. Some of y'all are wishing there was sun this morning, weren't you? You know, Greg, Shauna, and I were laughing this morning in the foyer. Because I used to say, man, it's a gloomy day. Sun's not shining. I said, that's perspective. I said, it's all about perspective. Today isn't so gloomy if I was roofing in Arizona. I'd be thanking God there was no sun. He said, but the sun came out on these plants. And it says the plants were scorched and then withered because they had no root. You know, we got to understand, the scorching of the sun was not the cause of the withering. It was not. The cause of the withering was because the plant had no root. The sun shines on all of us every single day, whether in front of or behind clouds. And at times, it scorches us. But we will only wither if our roots are not developed and deep. And you know, scorching comes in so many ways. And I don't have time to share all of them because I probably don't even know an exhaustive list. But I'm going to share a few. Few ways that we get scorched. One of the ways we can get scorched as disciples is we fall short of the commitment we made to Christ. We sin. How rooted we are will determine how we handle when we sin. It'll determine how quickly we bounce back, or even if we bounce back. It'll determine if we'll be open about it and repent or not. But honestly, our root system will determine how we handle even the temptations that come before we sin. See, because the way we look at sin in our lives, not sin in other lives, the way we handle when we fall short, because it's not an if we fall short. See, I would love to live a Christian life that says, you know, if you ever sin. Bowen, if you ever sin, here's some stuff you can do. I haven't found that life yet, and I've been around 30 years. It's flat dab, when you sin, Bowen, here's what you need to do. When you are tempted, Bowen, you better go to your root system. Because that's a scorching that life puts on us. But we can keep from withering if we're rooted in the Word and rooted in Christ and rooted in our relationships. And then we can make the right decisions to be the right person, to not hide, to not run away, to not get depressed and feel unworthy enough never to turn back to God, because that's not the root system that God has built in his children. Amen. We've got to be people who can weather the storm of falling in our commitment to God. Secondly, we can be scorched when we have relationship issues in the church. Now, I know that's an inconceivable concept. As they say in Princess Bride, inconceivable. But the reality is, not all of us get along all the time. You know? Yea, verily, I say unto thee, some of us don't get along most of the time. Why? We're people. We're people. And that can scorch. When all of a sudden you start thinking, man, I've come into this environment where everybody should be perfect and love me and accept me and help me. How can you not like me? I'm a Christian. but I'm a Christian building my root system. I'm going to have to grow and change and learn and rely on God and His Spirit in all of our human relationships. You start realizing sometimes even on your house, it gets challenging. Just challenging, though. But we start to realize, man, we start being scorched sometimes by relationships in the church. So many times, not all, but so many times in the people that we've dealt with over the years that have left God, many of them, it wasn't a God issue. It was a relationship issue. It was something they felt somebody did to them that made them not want to be with God. They got scorched and didn't have enough root to not wither. Because people are people. That's why you need the fruit of God's Spirit and deep roots. So we can bear with one another in love. You don't bear up with something that's going good. You know, I just want to bear up under all these promotions I'm getting at work, you know? I'm just struggling with the more money they give me. No, we bear up on that which is tough for us in love if our roots are deep. That sound all right? Just checking, he's still there. Number three, we get scorched when we see the humanity of the church. Now, what I mean by this? We start to realize that our leaders aren't perfect. That they can make mistakes too. We start to realize that this mythical, magical, perfect place that we envisioned when we were baptized becomes real with real people. And that everything doesn't go perfectly right and good. But see, we can get scorched by that. But will that wither you? Or will you see it through the eyes of one who has God's Spirit in his life and is digging deep in the roots of their own discipleship? Number four, and I think sometimes this can be one of the toughest, personal setbacks. Sometimes we can get really scorched by personal setbacks. Marriage struggles as disciples, or even divorce. Children struggles. Our kids don't quite turn out the way we dreamed they would because they people too. Illnesses. Not just personal illnesses, but family illnesses. And then finally, when your life becomes the life you didn't dream of. You know, when many of us became Christians as younger people, we had the dream of the Christian life, didn't we? It was all going to work out just fine. I'd get all the desires of my heart. We grabbed all of these things. We looked forward to it. And now we look back 30 years later. And some of us are saying, this wasn't exactly the life I dreamed of. I didn't dream that I'd be sick for the last 25 years. I didn't dream that my spouse would be sick or die within the last 25, 30 years. I didn't dream that my supposed station in life would not increase but decrease professionally. That all those things that I had as kingdom dreams, I didn't dream they would come and go, let alone not even show up. Those are sometimes tough things when we get older. When we look back and say, this is not what I imagined. How we handle that. How strongly we fight to keep digging deep roots will determine if our scorching will turn us to withering. And let me help you. You can be in the church 30, 40, 50 years, and if you aren't careful, and if your root system doesn't keep digging deeper, because I believe the older we get, the deeper those roots have got to be. That if we don't do that, we still can risk being scorched and withered. After those many years, longevity does not guarantee salvation. Because tomorrow the sun could be hotter than you've ever seen it before. But if you got the right roots, baby, you can say, bring on the sun. But they say, here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun. Now, some of y'all know that song. You just told your age. But these personal setbacks can get us. And all these things can shine down on us and cause scorching in our life. How well we handle these things is tied to how rooted we are with God and with Jesus and with one another. These things may be, and honestly, the things that happen in our life may be with us for a season, or they may be with us for a lifetime. But they don't have to wither us. If we do the work that AB talked about in the last 2 weeks of being rooted in the Word, if we do the work of being rooted in Christ, and I'll add, if we'll do the work in being rooted in our relationships, we will be rooted for life. Right now, we're going to have a closing song. And during that time, as we've been doing for last few weeks, if you have need or want us to pray with you or for you, we want you to come over to the meet and greet room, right off to the side during the singing of the song. I want to thank you for allowing me this time to share with you today. I just had a few thoughts. Didn't want to keep you long. But let's be people who stay rooted for life. Thanks, bro. Amen.